everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Crescent Valley here, 7:30 till 9 weekdays, and of course that's Mountain Standard Time as well.
Thanks for tuning in. This is SKR, South Kootenai Radio. Don't forget to check out the Country Hour, weekdays at 10 a.m. on South Kootenai Radio.
We're back to get it on the go. Hey, now. and cold. An old man wandering lonely, taking time the only way he knows. Leg hurting bad as he bends to pick a target. He goes down to the bar and wants his tea. Feeling alone, the army's on the road. Salvation and a load and a cup of tea. Aqualung, my friend, don't you start away uneasy. You poor old sod, you see it.
Here's our opening session there for you on South Kootenai Radio this morning. And we finished up there with Jethro Tull, Aqualung, Red Hot Chili Peppers, The Adventures of Rain Dance Maggie. And we started things off with Stone Temple Pilots' Big Bang Baby. A couple of toe tappers there, I'm sure. We have -2 in the Crescent Valley here with light winds at about 8 kilometers an hour. Humidity is sitting at 94%, and it's time for a little bit of information about some Canadian history. And first story we have here is out of Ottawa from 1995, when Defense Minister David Colonnette disbands the Canadian Airborne Regiment after some of its soldiers were found to be involved in the death of a Somali boy during a UN mission. The revelations of illegal hazing rituals. And we got a birthday here. John C. Polanyi, a chemist, professor, born on this day in Berlin, Germany in 1929. Polanyi came to Canada as a young boy, and he won the Nobel Prize for Chemistry in 1986 with Dudley R. Hirschbach and Yuan T. Lee for their contribution to the field of chemical reaction dynamics. What a mouthful that one was. Wow. Let's see. 1995, out of Victoria, B.C., the legislature, that is, British Columbia, blocks Alcan's $1.3 billion Camano power dam development, citing the threat to its salmon fishery. Here we go. Ooh, look at that. Stuart and Lillian Kelly of Brantford, Ontario, collect $13.89 million. On a Lotto 649 ticket, the largest to date in 1984. I wonder where they are now. I wonder if they spent it all. You always hear about stuff like that. And then in 1954, the Toronto Maple Leafs take their undefeated streak in, or they take their undefeated streak in 18 games, the longest in their history. Okay. Got some tunes here. This one's a bit of a, well, I think I'm going to be gambling on this song. I'm not quite sure. It's from the Viva album of 1976, Roxy Music. And it's called In Every Dream Home, A Heartache, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Every step I take takes me further from heaven. Is there a heaven? I'd like to think so. Standards of living, they're rising daily, but home, oh sweet home, it's only a saying. From Bellbush to Fawcett, in Sparktown apartment, the cottage is pretty, the main house a palace, penthouse perfection. But what goes on? What to do there? Better. Living bungalow ranch style, all of its comforts seem so essential. I bought you mail order, my plane wrapper, baby. Your skin is like vinyl, the perfect companion. You floated my new boat, deluxe and delightful. Inflatable dawn, my role is to serve you. Disposable darling, can't throw you away now. Immortal and life-size, my breath is inside you. I'll dress you up daily and keep you till death's eye. Inflatable doll, lover ungrateful, I blew up your body. But you blew my mind.
Well, there you go, a little Roxy Music there, live from the Viva album from 1976. And Every Dream Home is a Heartache. Yeah, a bit of a different tune for the morning show here, but, you know, sometimes we just have to mix it up sometime, don't we? Anyways, we are coming up here to 8 o'clock, but before we do, I wanted to slide in a little bit of useless trivia about our Creston Valley Thundercats. Of course, they're on a total winning streak for the month of January. They haven't lost a game yet. They do have two games this weekend. They're going to be playing, let's just double check here. Friday night, they're going to be playing against Fernie at the Johnny Busick Arena. And then on Saturday night, they'll be driving down the road to Castlegar to take on the team down there. And but look at the stats. We're still in first place with an 11-point lead. And things are looking pretty darn good for the boys. Also, in the top 10 scorers in the KIJHL, we have three players from the Creston team that are in the top 10 scoring. Gotta love that. So we're looking pretty darn good. Anyways, the news crew just popped their head into the booth here, and they're anxiously clicking away at their pencils and their clipboards. They just want to get this news right out to you. 4 minutes and 30 seconds of it. We'll be back on the second half hour. Some more great tunes for you right here on South Kootenai Radio.
It is January 23rd, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. An overnight fire has destroyed a senior's residence in eastern Quebec. At least three people are dead, with another 30 still unaccounted for. Sergeant Audrey Annie Bilodeau is with the Quebec Provincial Police.
We are counting. We have maybe a list of residents, and there are still some residents who are reporting themselves, so we hope that the number is going to go down and that some residents are going to show up to us. But as for the moment, these 30 residents haven't come to us yet.
The fire broke out just after midnight in Île Verte, which is a small community about 250 kilometers northeast of Quebec City. About 50 people live in the residence, and 20 were led to safety by emergency crews. There are injuries, with some residents being taken to hospital in nearby Rivière-du-Loup. At least one person has been flown to hospital in Quebec City. The fallout from last summer's rail disaster in Lac-Mégantic continues, with the Transportation Safety Board expected to come out today with a series of recommendations on Canadian rail safety. It's believed the TSB will be calling for, among other things, structural upgrades for rail cars and better safety labeling for volatile freight like oil. Last July, runaway freight cars carrying American crude derailed and exploded in the small Quebec town of Lac-Mégantic. 47 people were killed. We're only now learning of a potential privacy breach that could end up affecting as many as 600,000 Albertans. Their names, birth dates, and healthcare numbers were all stored in a laptop that was stolen in Edmonton back in September. The CBC's John Archer has the details.
The laptop belonged to an IT consultant who was doing work for MediCenter's family healthcare clinics. The information includes anyone who visited one of their locations between May of 2011 and September of 2013. The theft was reported to police and the province's privacy commissioner. Brian Hamilton speaks for the commissioner. He says they've been trying to get the business to tell the public what happened for months, but they have no way of forcing them to do that.
So really what we've been doing over this period is working with MediCenters and encouraging them to notify.
A company spokesperson says there are no signs the information has been used so far, but they don't know for sure. Meanwhile, the health minister is encouraging anyone who thinks their information has been compromised to file a complaint. John Archer, CBC News, Edmonton.
With the Israeli portion of his trip now over, Prime Minister Harper's week-long visit to the Middle East takes him now to Jordan. Here's the CBC's Derek Stoffel.
Prime Minister Stephen Harper is meeting with business leaders here in Amman this morning, trying to promote Canada as a place to invest. He'll also meet Jordan's prime minister and then King Abdullah. It's expected they'll discuss the issues that continue to confront the Middle East and, of course, Syria at the top of that list. Jordan has taken in nearly 600,000 Syrians, according to the UN, and that really has put a serious strain on resources here. There's also been a bit of a backlash, with some Jordanians accusing the Syrians of taking their jobs. Canada has tried to help Jordan cope. It's put up some money to house refugees and to assist children. Now, Harper is expected to see some of that firsthand tomorrow when he visits the Zaatari refugee camp north of Amman near the Syrian border. It is the largest camp for those fleeing the Syrian civil war, which has raged now for nearly 3 years. Derek Stoffel, CBC News, Amman.
Miami Beach police are reporting that Canadian singer Justin Bieber has been arrested on charges of impaired driving and drag racing. Again, a horrific tragedy playing out this morning in eastern Quebec, where a senior's home on the Gulf of St. Lawrence has been completely engulfed in flames. Three people are confirmed dead, with another 30 still unaccounted for. And that is the CBC News to this hour. I'm Joe Cummings.
All right. Thanks very much, Joe. Welcome back, everybody. This second half hour, and it's going to be a short one here, because I was just looking at information for this day in rock and roll history, and we got a lot of songs that we got to get through. So let's get rolling here. Got a song by Queen from their album The Game from 1980, of course. Another one, Bites the Dust, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
I'm listen to Tim in the Morning, weekdays 7:30 till 9, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Ray bringing us up there to this day in rock and roll history, the one of the favorite segments of the morning show. Anyways, we've got lots of information here for you, lots of songs that are going to be generated from this rock and roll report. A couple of birthdays, or a few or more. January the 23rd, in 1948, Anita Pointer, vocalist for the Pointer Sisters, was born. 1950, Patrick Simmons, guitar player for the Doobie Brothers. 1950, Danny Federici, keyboard player for the E Street Band. 1953, Robin Zander, vocalist for Cheap Trick. I want you to want me. Whoa. 1959, Earl Falconer, bass player for UB40, Red Red Wine, their big hit. Okay, the trivia throughout the years. On January the 23rd, we are going to start in 1956, and that's when James Brown and the Famous Flames sign a record contract with King Records. As a signing bonus, they receive $200. Their first effort, Please, 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 would become the big million seller later in the year, but their next nine releases failed to live up to the success of their debut. 1965, North America finally caught on to Petula Clark when her hit Downtown made her the first British female to have a number one hit on both sides of the Atlantic in the rock era. Good for you. Yes. 1975, Supertramp kick off a 13-date British tour to promote their third album, Crime of the Century. The LP will spawn the single Dreamer, which will reach number 13 in the UK and number 15 in the US. Probably made it to number 1 in Canada. Supertramp was a huge success in Canada. 1988, Michael Jackson went to number 1 on the US singles chart with The Way You Make Me Feel, the third track from the LP Bad, to accomplish the feat. And it was a number 3 hit in the UK. 1990, former Lynyrd Skynyrd guitarist Alan Collins died of pneumonia after being ill for several months. He was only 37 years old. He had survived a plane crash in 1977 that killed three other band members. 1997, 63-year-old Richard Berry, who wrote the Kingman's Louie Louie, died of an aneurysm while sleeping at his home in South Central Los Angeles. And in 2011, I don't know what the outcome of this story is. I don't even know what the thinking was. But I think Mr. Starkey had an odd year in 2011. Anyway, the former Beatle filed an application with the United States Patent and Trademark Office to register the name Ringo. Okay. Way to go, Ringo. Whatever turns your crank, buddy. Okay, Dancing in the Dark by the Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band are going to kick things off, celebrating the keyboard player of the band, Danny Federici, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
And I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Man, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby,
next one is the first song on our new album.
Please, 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 please.
Downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. When I'm not patrolling the streets of Creston Valley, I'm listening to South Kootenai Radio, because I'm Batman.
Thank you.
Okay, there you go. A little bit of Lynyrd Skynyrd finishing off this day in rock and roll history. I had to choose a song there, co-written by Alan Collins and Ronnie Van Zant. And it was on this day in 1990 that Alan Collins, the guitar player of the band Lynyrd Skynyrd, passed away due to pneumonia at the age of 37 years old. And let's see, before that, what do we have? Supertramp, Dreamer. Well, that one was a big hit for the band in 1975, and it was on this day that they kicked off a 13-date British tour to promote the album. What else? We had, Petula Clark with her big song, Downtown. Number one hit, the first female to do so on both sides of the Atlantic on this day, 1965. And let's see, James Brown with his big hit there. Well, his only number one hit, Please, Please, Please. And the band signing a record contract with King Records on this day in 1956. And then the song going to number one a little bit later in the year. And let's see, what else? Cheap Trick, I Want You to Want Me. Robin Zander, a vocalist for the band, celebrating a birthday today, born in 1953. And then we played a little bit of Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. The keyboard player, Danny Federici, born on this day in 1950. Let's see, Patrick Simmons' birthday, also born on this day in 1950 as well, but I've decided to pick a few songs written by Patrick, and that'll be part of our artist highlight here a little bit later in the program, so stay tuned to that one. I got four great numbers put aside for you on that one. Okay, let's have a look at the weather across the country. Currently in the Creston Valley, we're sitting at a not a bad minus 2. We're supposed to go up to a minus 1 today. And over in Vancouver, of course, typical cloudy, plus 2. Things warming up in Whitehorse, cloudy, plus 4 right now. They're chinooking. Calgary, cloudy and minus 2. Ooh, look at Regina and Winnipeg, minus 2 and minus 28. But a good thing is, the sun's shining. Awesome. Ooh, a little chilly in Ontario as well. Minus 17, and sunny in Toronto, minus 23 in Ottawa. Fredericton sitting at minus 14 degrees and sunny. Looks like some sun, some snow in Halifax. Minus 12. Had one of our listeners on the East Coast send a picture of her backyard this morning. There looks like a fair amount of snow there. I'm not sure of the actual numbers, but looks pretty significant. And it's snowing in St. John's, Newfoundland, minus 2 degrees. All right, let's get rolling here. We got a couple of tunes. I've got, we're going to start off with Sarah McLachlan from her Mirror Ball album of 1999 with I Will Remember You right here on South Kootenai Radio. All right, small maxi CD solo album there by Michael Hutchence, the original lead singer of In Excess, and name of that album, A Straight Line, and the title of the song, Standing on the Rooftop. Anyways, look at the time, quarter to the hour here. I guess we better get rolling. As mentioned earlier, on this day in rock and roll history, Patrick Simmons, the guitar player of the Doobie Brothers, born on this day in 1950. And I've decided to grab a couple of songs written by Patrick. And while he was with the... And the Doobie Brothers, I should say. And, of course, that's going to be our artist highlight today. I didn't want to just play one song by the Doobies in rock history, so I thought, well, let's just pick out a couple more and make an artist highlight of it. Anyways, big thanks going out to Golden Treasures, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. And a little bird told me they're going to be installing their brand new sign on the store on Saturday. And we'll be looking to get some fresh pictures updated on the website there. And should be pretty darn good. Anyways, there's other surprises coming to the website here over the next week or so. And stay tuned for that. Anyways, back to our artist highlight today, and we're going to start off with a song here written by Patrick Simmons of the Doobie Brothers, and it's from the Captain and Me album of 1973, Clear as the Driven Snow, right here on South Kootenai Radio. This one going into all those people down east caught in that polar vortex, I guess.
Gonna quit you, pretty mama. Quit you, hey mama. You know that I ain't no kind. girl's a beauty, drive you crazy, and a potion to your soul. No matter how you beg her, she don't ever let you go.
Hey, if you think
it won't help you none, she keep you in the shadows, never see the sun. Try to run, try to hide, find a place to stay. No matter where you go, you can't get away.
Listening to the South Kootenai Radio, broadcasting out of Creston Valley, and be sure to tune in at 3 o'clock for the Blues Show. Have a good day.
All right, our artist highlight there, finishing up with the Doobie Brothers, in particular Patrick Simmons, celebrating a birthday on this day in 1950, was born, and all of the songs we played were written by Patrick Simmons this morning. Double Deal on Four Flushers, Niels Fandango, Evil Woman, and Clearer as the Driven Snow. All brought to you by Golden Treasures, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. Well, that's our morning show for the day, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in, and hopefully you'll be back again tomorrow morning at 7:30 Mountain Standard Time, when we have probably a little bit more of a rockin' show for you to kick off the weekend. But we'll see how it goes. Anyways, we've got the news crew standing by here. We're going to have 4 minutes and 30 seconds of a short news update for you, and then we'll get back to our regular broadcasting. Oh, found a serious glitch in the programming yesterday. For some strange reason, Christmas music was still sneaking into the program schedule here, and I finally figured out how to get rid of it. Ugh, I might have to give up on that Christmas stuff. Anyways, it was sneaking in through our theme shows. Kind of weird. Anyways, let's have a news update